something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, yo, it's Peso Peso. Check me out on the Bootleg Kid Podcast.
Bootleg Kev Podcast, man. Special guest here. The Hardest Essay.
Yeah. Hey.
You know, Peso Peso's here. Good to see you, buddy.
Man, good to see you too, bro.
Yes, sir. First of all, I want to give you some credit, some flowers, because I do feel like, you know, being Mexican in hip-hop has not always been the gift that it is in 2024.
Right.
And I feel like you're kind of like one of the OGs, especially, you know, out of doing what you're doing, like, out of the Texas, you know, scene, just out of the South in general. Like, we've always had Chicano rap and shit on the West Coast, but, you know, I kind of feel like you were, like, the first real fly Mexican to really pop, like, you know what I mean?
And nah, make some noise. It definitely wasn't easy whenever, like, around the time whenever I came in, mm-hmm. You feel me?
Because how long have you, like, been, because, like, when did you end up linking with
Sauce?
Yeah.
Like late 2018, early 2019.
Got it. Like, because even back then, like, you know, like, now we think about, like, I feel like you're Mexican, it's great.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all the labels are trying to sign Mexican rappers.
Oh, bro, they love Texas Mexican rappers.
For sure. Shout out to D-Baby, who's okay.
Yeah, D-Baby, yeah, he good. They thought that shit was, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
I guess they made a mistake. It was somebody else.
Oh, so his car didn't get shot up?
Nah.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, for real.
It's crazy, man. How wild is it? Because, like, I always tell people, like, we live in L.A., right? So, like, out here, it's super easy to get robbed because it's hard to protect yourself. They make it really hard for you to, like, own a gun here.
Right.
So, like, where I'm from in Phoenix, it's open carry. So, there ain't a lot of people getting robbed because a lot of people get their fucking heads blown off. Because right. You never know who's got a gun. But in Texas, right. It's, like, kind of similar. Like, it's, like, super fucking, you know, everybody's strapped up legally, obviously.
Right.
But, like, does it, like, do you think it takes away from, like, the violence or, like, the random violence? Because out here, we got so much random shit to be happening, bro, that I don't be hearing about in other places.
Nah, because it's crazy. It's a YouTube channel. It's like a news YouTube channel.
Right.
For Houston, and one day, like, I went to the videos, and I was seeing, like, they was dropping a video, like, 2-3 times a day, like, murder videos, like,
Jesus,
this person got murdered, this man killed his wife, this two people killed on the south side, like, oh, man. Damn. So, nah, it's just,
yeah, I mean, obviously, Takeoff lost his life out there.
Man, R.I.P.
You know.
One of the greatest rappers.
Legit.
Facts.
For sure.
Facts.
The greatest Migo.
Yeah.
Lyrically.
And he was so humble.
Oh my God. And he was like, just the influence. So many people rapping like Takeoff now.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, man. Shout out to Takeoff, one of the GOATs for sure. So before you had linked up with Sauce, what was like your come up as an artist? Like how long have you like actually been kind of like, you know, putting out music, taking this shit serious?
I used to write. Whenever, like, I was in, like, juvenile prison, you feel me? I used to like write music and just write rhymes and stuff. And I'll really just write them. It's like whenever I get out, I'm going to show my brother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But whenever I ain't go to the my first studio session until I was like 17. My pops had put me onto a studio.
Right.
And I made my first song. But I ain't start taking it serious until probably like 2017. I was trying to take music serious, and but I was fighting a case, and I was on the run for like a year and a half.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I met Sauce on the run. When I was on the run, I met Sauce, and
what was the case you were fighting?
The police had kicked my door down and just found a couple pounds of weed. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't that crazy, man? We be in L.A. First of all, it's so, like, if you live here and you travel, you be forgetting that, like, it ain't L.A.
Right.
So, like, we'll fly to, like, all kinds of places, and I always pack hella fucking drugs and shit. And this fucker right here is paranoid as fuck. Super fucking paranoid. And I'm like, bro, it's all good. And then we like, land, and I'm like, damn, we are in the South. But, like, even, like, the pack culture out here, like, bro, there's so many motherfuckers running around with fucking garbage bags of fucking dope right now in L.A., and, like, most cops won't give a fuck unless it's like astronomically. Like, if you got pulled over with 2 pounds in LA, like, you're probably just
right. They don't really trip about the weed in Houston. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's decriminalized
in Houston, right?
Yeah, but 2 pounds, you don't go to jail for sure. But
in Houston,
yeah, but it's gonna be a slap on the wrist.
But like outside of Houston,
like where I live though, like on the outskirts,
you're
gonna be out of there. But where I'm from though, You can go to prison for 2 pounds.
What part of Texas are you from?
I'm from Galveston County, Texas City. County.
Okay. Like, yeah. It's wild, man. Texas got to get their shit straight over there with the weed, man.
But I ended up my lawyer was a horrible lawyer, and she ended up telling me, like, if you don't turn yourself in, I'm gonna get off your case.
So sounds like a bad lawyer.
Weird. I was a lawyer. I paid like only $4,000 for.
But hey, it's like a tattoo artist.
Yeah,
you pay for what you get, buddy.
Right. So
certain things you don't skim on: lawyers and tattoo artists.
Yeah,
and Dennis.
Yeah. So she, I ended up, but I seen Saul some while I was on the run, and I told him like, "Hey, bro, I'm gonna get up with you, like for real." And he was like, "Man, let me know." Duh, duh. I was like, "Just gotta, you know what I'm saying, take care of my business first." You feel me?
Right.
So I was just stacking up my money while I was on the run, and then I ended up turning myself in, giving my granny half the money to take care of my kids, to make sure they straight. And then I only did end up doing like 10 months in the county. You know what I'm saying? It was better than what I thought it was gonna be. And then after that, when I got out, that's whenever it was like a great area for me, because I wanted to take rap serious, but I only had like a couple $100 to my name. Hmm. So I had to like go.
So you like flipped it into 100K or something crazy, right?
Yeah. And then that's whenever I linked back up with Sauce, and I had got a feature from him. And then,
how does one turn $200 into $100,000? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, you just gotta know what you're doing, man.
Yeah.
You just gotta put one and two together. You hear me?
You gotta sell the outs as the ins.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta put it together.
You gotta get those nice light depths that pass for indoors in Texas. Okay? You come here, you meet with some agents, they give you a duffel bag, you take it back to Texas, you tell everybody it's fucking ins, and they believe you because it's Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one way you could do it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So, or Armenians. Shouts to Armenians. They got good weed. Allegedly, of course. So you ended up kind of getting your paper right.
Yeah, got my paper right. Finally linked up with Sauce, and I told him I was ready. But I was just gonna get a verse from him. I never like told him like, give me a handout, let me sign me.
Right.
I just wanted to get. I never was telling him I wanted to be TSF. You feel me? I just got a verse from him, and he just ended up telling everybody around him that he wanted to sign me, and I was TSF, and this, that, and the third, and then shit. I mean, I was fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I definitely like was happy to jump on board, and then shit, the rest was history.
That's dope, man. When you were locked up as a kid, what were you in juvenile prison for?
Man, that last case was for. Bullshit case, burglary habitation. But I was on probation.
It's just like breaking into a house or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on probation for robbery. And I had been in and out of jail for a lot of breaking inners. I used to break into cars. I used to steal cars. I had some dope cases. My juvenile rap shit was pretty long. You feel me? Because I've been going to jail since I was 10 years old.
That's some old school fucking... That's what they do in San Francisco now. All they do is fucking crack windows and take shit out of cars. Yeah.
So what
but
I was,
you don't go to jail in San Francisco. They just fucking slap you on the wrist.
Oh, I heard about that. I heard you could steal up to like $1,000.
You could crack a fucking window of a car and get caught red-handed, and they're just going to write you a fucking citation in the Bay. That's why it's... If you go to the Bay, you got to fucking... Leave all your windows rolled down and take everything out the motherfucking car.
That's what you
got
to do.
100%. Like, I got homies from the Bay, when they park, they pop the trunk and leave it open, and they roll all the windows down, because otherwise, the headache of, even if you don't have anything in your car, they're going to crack your window.
Right.
So it's like, do I really want to go through like dealing with going to the window guy?
Yeah, having to buy a window. The windows don't be cheap either.
Exactly.
Especially if you got a high end car.
Yeah, my boy's got a Tesla, and like literally, like we'll be with him, and like when we get out to go to the club, that fool pops his trunk, leaves it open, rolls everything down.
Man, what if it rains? You gotta make sure it ain't raining.
Yeah, I mean, shit, the Bay is wild, bruh. That shit crazy. How would you like? Would you guys like? Cause you were breaking into houses like as a kid.
Yeah.
Would you like? No, like, I just always wonder, man, because I feel like that bit's a fucking stressful fucking lick to hit, bruh.
Why you say that?
Just like, you fucking cracking a window, jump, like, you don't know if someone's home. Is there a dog inside? Is there fucking...
And I do some wild shit. I ain't gonna lie. Like, it had been times where it was crazy, bro. So when I was like 14, I got sent to a rehab because I wouldn't stop smoking weed. And it was weird. I was in there for like, I was supposed to be in there for like 90 days. But like on my 40th day, I just couldn't take it no more, bro. Because I was in there with a whole bunch of people who was like shooting heroin and smoking meth. And it was just, and then they'll put us in these circles. And it was just, I just couldn't take it no more, bro. I felt like a J or something. You feel me? So I ended up saying I was going to run. You feel me? And I was talking to my homeboy from San Antonio. And he was like, we've been thinking about running too. So he gathered up his like three or four homies from San Antonio. Because a lot of people that was in there was from San Antonio.
Got it.
And he gathered up like three or four people from San Antonio. And I got my homeboy that was from the other side of Tech City, where I was from. And shit, we ran and we left. And my homeboy from my side, he called his mama and shit, and she picked us up at a McDonald's. And then we went down there, and we broke into an abandoned apartment, and we were staying in there. And then the next day, we was like, man, we need to get some money. So I was like, man, I know a neighborhood, you feel me? So we went to this neighborhood, and man, we ended up breaking into one of the houses, throwing a rock. Like, I'd make sure nobody's in the crib, though. Like,
you would throw a rock at the window?
Yeah.
Not very discreet.
A boulder, like some big shit.
No wonder why you got caught, bro.
Dude, I ain't get caught doing this.
Not that time.
Yeah. I threw it in there and shit. Went in there. It was crazy because everybody looking around and shit. Da, da, da. First place I went to was the kitchen. Oh, God. I was so hungry. You feel me?
Yo, that's like the type of shit you hear about on TV.
I made me a sandwich.
I got caught eating a sandwich.
This is real life. I made me a sandwich. Oh, God. I made them niggas round all that shit up. And then whenever we left. It's crazy, bro, because like the homies from San Antonio, bro, like we walking, so we having to walk across like the highway
with shit in hand,
and they got like fucking ARs like in their pants and shit, and they're like walking like this and shit across the street. And when we got to the apartment, I was like, everybody breaking everything down, counting the money, like laptops, phones, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine. And I was thinking in my head, like, if I don't get away from these dudes, I'm gonna go right back to jail. You feel me?
It's a fair assessment.
So,
guys just running across the freeway with ARs, stolen goods.
I took some shit. I let them keep the guns. They're too big to just.
Wait, did you guys take the guns out of the house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
they did. Yeah. I did.
Allegedly.
But I tucked everything. I tucked like a couple things that I can, you know what I'm saying, a couple valuable little electronics, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, you flip.
Put some money in my pocket. And I was like, hey, man, I'm finna go cross street to the college and get on MySpace. You feel me? I'm gonna fuck with y'all in a little bit. And so I dished them niggas. I went across to the college, still called my granny. And I was like, I know you mad at me, but come pick me up, like, right now. She was like, oh, my God, Mario.
I heard you broke out.
Yeah, she came and got me.
Did she drop you back off at jail?
No, she dropped me off in the hood. Oh, okay. And she told me, I got to figure it out. I ended up going back to juvenile and getting that shit over with.
MySpace was a wave.
But, yeah. That shit. But what I used to do whenever I was a kid, though, I used to break into cars. Like, what I would do is I'd wait till it get, like, real late.
Right.
And I'd get glove up, you know what I'm saying, and just go break into them. I wouldn't bust windows up. I would just, you'll be surprised on how many people keep their door unlocked.
For sure.
You feel me? So that's what we were doing whenever I was a kid.
Shit, on Amazon, you can get, like, one of those things where you just.
And it's crazy because I used to be good, but the reason why I used to always get caught is because I wouldn't know when to stop. I'd be doing it all night.
I feel like that is every felon's story.
And then it's crazy because every time I got caught, I'll get caught like at like 5-6 in the morning, and then I'll be in a police station. Because you're going to be in a police station for like 3 hours before they take you to the juvenile.
It's the worst.
And I'll be in the police station, and I'll just be hearing the phone ringing like, my car got broken into. I'm just sitting there like, while they just slapping all that shit on me and shit.
Like, they're like, yeah, we got the guy.
Those were the juvenile days, bro. Doing that and getting punished for that, going to jail, I ain't never stole again in my life. Like,
listen, with all due respect, I think in 2024, back then, I feel like the lick was, like, if you could get, like, a stereo, because you used to be able to yank them stereos out.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
The amps, speaker boxes.
It's crazy. I never did that.
Shit. And then back in the day when I was a kid, you'd be shook if someone, because motherfuckers would be stealing your CD books out the car. So you'd have, like, a fucking 300 fucking page CD book, and you'd be like, I got to hide this bitch somehow. Because that was money. That was like thousands of dollars of CDs. Right. Man, I had a bunch of stolen CDs, allegedly,
facts.
Too. But
facts.
Was there like a car that you would like the easiest, what's the easiest car to break into? Or were you just like.
I never used a tool. I never used a.
Nowadays, they're fucking taking their Kias and Hyundais.
I would literally just see if the door's unlocked.
Right.
If the door's unlocked, I'm going in. If the alarm go off, I'm running.
What's the coolest thing you found in the car?
Probably like guns and shit.
Guns, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that people don't even think about, and they leave it in the fucking under their seat.
Yeah, there's so many people. Yeah.
It's like, would you ever, like, if you, I always wonder, like, if you were, like, breaking into a house and you discovered some ill, crazy, nasty, like, serial killer ass shit, would you just leave? Or would you, like, leave and then call the cops and be like, hey.
I'll probably just run.
There's some hostages stuck in this house. Don't ask me how I know. I may or may not have just broken in. And is that snitching? I don't know. I don't know. It's like when Cameron said, they interviewed Cameron and they're like, so you mean to tell me if you live next to a serial killer and you knew he was a serial killer, you wouldn't snitch? He was like, nope. I was like, damn, Cam. I don't know if that's true. Especially if you got kids. I don't know. You'd move.
I don't know, bro. I don't know what the fuck.
Just have your girl do it. Like, here, you make the call, babe. I can't.
Hell no.
You
can. Hell no. I'll probably get him out of there.
Has Sauce tried to convince you to join him in his, not him, not joining him, but like, you know, get the OnlyFans hustle going?
Me?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Because he's making a lot of money on there. I feel like you could just manage chicks, right? It feels like a. You know, are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why.
Right? Yeah. Nah, but not.
I mean, you're a committed fellow. Committed fellows don't manage OnlyFans horse.
Nah, but it's not even, like, I just couldn't see myself, like, fucking in.
No, I'm not even talking about fucking on camera.
Oh.
I'm talking about, like, just, you know, digital pimping, if you will.
Yeah, nah, that's not my lane.
Not your lane. I respect
it. Not my lane.
Talk to me about just, you know, obviously. We were talking earlier about, like, the Mexican rapper thing is going crazy. Right, right. That Mexican OT is obviously a friend of mine and really amazing young man. And you guys have made some dope songs together. What's it like to just see, you know, somebody out of Bay City, Texas, which is not too far from where you're from, just like, you know, it was crazy to see him do the rodeo and shit. Like,
oh, yeah, it's crazy. That shit tight, bro. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, he a good dude.
Super good dude. How did you guys, because did you guys initially have some sort of beef or something?
We never had beef before.
Oh, okay.
People just think that because in an interview, he said he wanted to be a better rapper than me. Like, he just said, like, I'm a better rapper, like, on some rapper shit.
Everybody should say that.
Yeah, we never had beef before.
That's
never.
Good. Yeah. But how did you guys initially link up?
How did we link up? I don't know. How we linked up? Vibes. Vibes? Oh, yeah. Shit, we were just cool on the internet, and then shit, I guess he was in Houston, because, you know, he stays far from Houston, like, an hour and a half or something.
Right.
And then shit, he ended up pulling up to the studio, and we made Chingon.
Oh, that song's fire.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Do you know I'm a Mexican taller than Drody? He's like, hell, the Mexican, nah. Yao Ming.
Nah, I don't. He's like, that nigga like slim size.
Bro, that motherfucker's like, yeah, he's like the Mexican slim thug. I'm like, bro, and he can't dunk. It's so disappointing. He's tall for nothing.
Yeah.
That fool just be eating bean and cheese burritos all day and then fucking dabbing at the gym.
Look at Drody.
Fucking drug addict. Shout out to Drody.
Drody, yeah, that's my dog.
How hard has it been for you staying sober and not, you know, fucking around?
First, it was hard. It was hard at first because it's just so boring. You know what I'm saying? But
feeling everything.
I don't know. It just gets boring. But it's easy now, just because, like,
you're used to it.
At first it was like but it was like, it made me do it because I didn't want to go back to jail. You feel me?
Right.
Like, whenever you get a taste of jail, it's like when you get a taste of, like, it's like when people, like, I don't want to say that, but.
No, when people get a taste of jail, they're like, oh, this shit sucks.
Yeah, but I was going to say,
I was going to say,
if somebody got a taste of dying, like, that should have probably fucked with them. Like, oh, shit.
Like, if you almost OD'd, or yeah, you did OD and you survived?
Or just, like, if you got shot and, like, you seen the light, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. they brought you back to life or something. You're like,
damn, I got to change my shit up.
Fuck, no, I can't go back to that space. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I ain't trying to go. I was in the feds for, like, 10 days.
I went to jail for, like, 32 hours a few years ago. And I was like, fuck. I can't do nothing. I'm like, bro, this is terrible. And I was in a fucking, like, I was in, like, a holding cell. Well, initially, in Arizona, you go to, like, the SHU, which I went to a different time. But you're, like, in a room with, like, just
bums.
A bunch of homeless fucking fools.
Bums.
Motherfuckers taking a shit. And you're just, like, on the floor. Motherfuckers is using the toilet paper for fucking pillows and shit. And then the last time I went to jail.
Yeah, you was at some shit.
Bro, it's Arizona. It was when Joe Arpaio was fucking running that cycle.
Who's it?
He's this sheriff named Joe Arpaio from Arizona. He's like a.
What is he known for?
Being a racist piece of shit.
Damn.
Yeah. So he had passed this law in Phoenix where it was called SB 1070. It was like maybe like 10 years ago.
You can't be homeless.
If you were Mexican, he could pull you over. And if you didn't have your papers, he'd arrest you on the spot, even if you were legal. And then you'd have to prove that you were legal when you're in jail.
What?
Oh, and then there was Tent City. Yeah, there's a jail in Phoenix. It's got closed. Yeah, pink underwear. So you made all of the inmates had to wear pink because you wanted to demasculize them, right?
He weird.
And then the jail was Tent City. So it's outside and you're just in tents. So there's no, like, and the goal of that was, it was in Arizona, it gets to be like 120 in the summer.
Hi, right? It's like the desert, right?
Yeah, 120 degrees and you're fucking outside living because Joe Arpaio is a psychopath.
And did he get kicked out or did he just...
Dude, he was the sheriff for like, what, 25 years, 30 years?
Oh my God.
He lost finally. He finally lost. But dude's fucking sick ass fool for sure.
So how many years does it take until somebody else runs again?
I think 4.
Damn, they let that nigga win 10 times.
Yeah, it was crazy.
No, 10 times crazy. Jarrah, like, 6.
Terrible. He's terrible, man. But not, The jails in Phoenix have gotten a lot more humane for sure. But nothing like being stuck in a fucking cell, a holding cell. That was mother, but that was, bro, I got bailed out as soon as they were like getting me like dressed out to like take me to the actual jail.
Right.
I was like, oh, thank God. Just being alone, fucking no pillow, no blanket, just fucking a slab of concrete.
Hey, I was watching your, I'll be watching your interviews, and your interview with that dude, Lefty. That shit's so funny, bro.
That's a Lefty, man.
That shit's funny as hell, bro.
He's a good guy, man. It's
whenever y'all, whenever, like, whenever y'all talking about OT, mm-hmm. And like he, you were trying to say something, he cut you off. You like, damn, bro. Like, let me finish what I'm trying
to say. Can I fucking talk, bro? Yeah, you can't talk with that guy. He was on a sick one when he came, though, for sure. That fool came in here with like a, what do you have, a bottle of Henny? Mm-hmm. That shit was like almost gone. He was just drinking it. And then, you know, whatever else he'd be doing. I don't know what else he'd be doing, you know. I don't want to speculate. But he, be, you know, he's definitely on something, you know. But he's a super talented rapper. He could just be one of those guys that's just high on life. Or something else. But very talented guy. He can actually rap. He's actually hard. Like, I like his music. You should have you guys chatted at all?
Nah, we haven't.
He's a cool guy. Super cool guy. He's not a weirdo. He's not like, I mean, depending on what you consider a weirdo, but he's a nice guy. Very talented guy, man. Shout out to Lefty. One of the hottest out of LA right now. Yeah, no, that was a fun. That interview, I just gave up like halfway through. I was just like.
He was like, my favorite rapper.
And then he would start having like this whole off camera conversation and with like someone over here. And I'm just like, well, we tried. It was fun.
Yeah.
People liked the interview and he killed his freestyle. He freestyled for what, like fucking 15 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool. Yeah, shout out to Lefty, man. You guys should work together.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, maybe it'll come about. I don't know. Yeah,
one day.
I ain't never met him before.
Yeah. Hey, talk to me about, you're a guy who I've always noticed, you know, I've had a conversation about like rap hustling and me and Filthy Rich talked about it. You will hit a city and it's like, yo, tap in if you need a verse, if you need a video, if you need a motherfucking drop, if you need me to, you know, fucking, I don't know, fucking clean your pool. I'm in the city.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm in the city. Tap in.
Yeah. I mean,
for you being like an independent artist and like,
I that's
important. It's
that.
Imperative though for you yeah. guys to like, I feel like it's like, but how many songs have you done where
I didn't like the song?
It was terrible. And you were just like, man, this a bag. Fuck it.
It's happened. But they be getting texted way more.
Like, if you hear the song and it's just cheeks, you'd be like, hey, man, it's double
yeah,
this.
Yeah, because shit, if you willing to give me some money, you know your shit ass, and shit, you're going to have to come.
You know, problem is most people don't know their shit's ass.
I think they know.
I don't know, man.
I think it's just like a drug abuser who don't want to admit that.
Yeah, and I think people, like, get off, it gives them, like, a hit of dopamine to be like, I'm a rapper. You know, wherever little part of town they're from, I got a song, Peso, Peso.
Yeah.
You know, even if they get a fat bitch off that, you know, they're happy with that.
I ain't look at it like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Do you ever pay for features?
Nah. The last feature I paid for is whenever I pay Sauce for a feature.
Damn.
I haven't paid for a feature since.
It's like a exchange thing, right? Like a switch or what do they call it? Not a switch, a fucking swap.
Yeah, but that feature ended up changing my life, though.
For sure.
You feel me? So
he's a fucking alien. He's so good at rapping, Sauce Walker.
I'm not saying I'm against paying for features.
Right. It's gotta be the right one.
Yeah, for sure.
Like if you got a deal on one.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on who the person is if I feel like this can really like benefit my career.
Would you pay Beyonce $100,000?
Hell yeah.
She's worth it, right?
Yeah, I'd pay Beyonce $250,000.
I'd pay Beyonce $1 million. Well, I don't
know
about a million.
She's probably charging. Over a million.
I don't know if she's the type to charge, though.
Yeah, you're right. She probably, I feel like she probably only do a song with you if she like fucks with you.
She's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah,
she don't need,
yeah, right. You're right.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I feel like once you get to that certain level, no one's charging for features. Like, I don't think fucking J. Cole's charging people for features. He's just going to do it or he's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, same thing with Drake. Yeah, I feel like Drake's just going to do what he wants to do and then.
Right. You're right. Yeah, that's true.
But I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, like, if you're a young artist and you're independent, like, them feature bags, they keep the lights on, man.
Man, I'll be coming in.
For sure, man. Is there any, what are you working on right now?
Oh, El Patron 2. It drops May 3rd.
Mm-hmm. How many songs?
12 songs, and I'm gonna add some more songs for deluxe.
Any features?
Yeah, I got some features on there. I got like 5-6 features. OT's on there.
Care to share? OT, okay.
Yeah, you got for my dog, OT. Quavo. Feel me?
Sick.
And
free Quavo feature.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave the rest of them just surprise, you feel me? But, okay. Yeah. Those are like the ones that, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah.
How'd you link with Quavo?
You know, him and Sauce been fucking with each other.
Right.
So whenever I first met Quavo, I was like, I at first started coming around the rap shit for real. You know what I'm saying? I was still hustling and shit, you feel me? So I wasn't like rapping.
Right.
But I ended up seeing him again though, you feel me? Like years later and shit. And he had told me like, you doing your thing, bro, you know what I'm saying? Da da da. And then it's crazy because I was on house arrest for like a whole year. And after Christmas, my lawyer hit me up. My lawyer hit me up and he was like, hey, you good? You ain't got to be at the crib no more. They ain't going to take the monitor off though, but right. You ain't got to be at the house no more. So I went to the studio to go link up with Walt. And it was just a big ass studio session, like hella Houston rappers. And Quavo was there. You feel me? And then shit. So he was like, what we doing?
Oh, that's fire.
You know what I'm saying? We ended up doing the song.
That's hard. Have you ever worked out with OT's dad yet? Has he tried to get you to take like TRT or anything? Chuck?
I ain't work out with OT's dad, Humpede. Nah, I have. We're supposed to.
It's crazy to me that OT somehow.
That's my dog right there.
No,
bro.
He's the best. That's
like he's super real,
shout out
bro.
To Chuck. What I love about OT's camp, he is not only the tallest Mexican in the world on his camp, but he also has the buffest.
Bulldog.
Yeah, his dad is a fucking. We'd be kicking it, and I'd be like, damn, bro, I'm old and fat. Like, I feel inferior around Chuck, man.
Yeah, he a good dude, though.
Super good dude, man. Shout out to Chuck, man.
He's not like a bully or nothing.
Are you, I always wonder about, you know, because Sauce has obviously been in some very, very public feuds. Have you been pulled into any of that just without even, like, you know?
Nah. I haven't.
I always wonder, if you sign to somebody or you're like, if this fool's beefing with like so and so, like,
I mean, don't get
you inherit the beef.
Yeah, I mean, you gonna always like pick a side though. You feel me? But like, I don't feel like he just throw me in that shit, like right. in the crossfire. But at the end of the day, like shit, I'm fucking with what he fucking with. You
right,
feel me?
For sure.
That's my brother.
A lot of people are picking sides right now with this Metro.
Yeah, like if he ain't fucking with somebody and it's legit, he ain't fucking with somebody for a valid reason, I ain't fucking with him either.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's over with.
What do you think of the future Kendrick song? What do you think of Kendrick dissing everybody and their mom?
Well, Kendrick hard.
He's an alien, man.
Yeah. I just think it's a whole bunch of rap shit.
A lot of rap shit.
Yeah.
For the sport.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised Drake hasn't replied yet. Outside of Instagram captions.
You think it's coming?
No. I don't think he wants that smoke. I think he knows he can't box with God, you know? Yeah. I think like J. Cole's gonna reply though, because Cole gets it. I think Drake didn't reply to Pusha T. He knows when he's outmatched. But my thing is.
So you think Pusha like had Drake like by,
oh, yeah.
by the toes?
Oh, yeah. Bro, this man exposed his son, ruined his Adidas deal, and talked about his best friend's fucking cancer, and he didn't say anything back. What? This is the same guy who told Meek Mill, I've been waiting 4 days, where you at? I've been bumping fucking AR app. It's been 2 weeks. Two weeks on Friday, no reply. Outside of him... You know, having some captions.
And he's not a bad diss rapper either.
No, Back to Back is like one of the greatest diss records of all time. And I say that because I don't know another diss record you would go to the club and it's in the club. Like Back to Back was it like ringing off in the fucking club. Right. And he like low key like ended Meek Mill for like 2 years.
What do you think is the best diss song
ever? Personally, best. I think No Vaseline by Ice Cube's up there.
What you got?
Ether. Ether by Nas is up there, yeah.
What you got, Pay?
Hit him up. Tupac.
Yeah, what you got, Mo? Same shit. Man, I think Hit Him Up is the best. This song.
Hit Him Up was great.
Has so much energy.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat.
Has so much energy.
But yeah, it's like, I just hope Drake replies,
and
man.
It came in a video.
Yeah.
Crazy.
If Drake don't reply, I don't know, man.
People still jam that song to this day.
You ever hang out with Drake? He's like, I feel like he's like a Houston fucking, you know.
I've never been around him before.
No. Mm-mm. He's got an aura. He glows.
I fuck with his music, though.
No, he's a legend. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest of all time.
So.
He's the fucking biggest rapper ever, for sure.
Hell yeah.
One of the best song makers of all time, for sure.
He's great, bro. I remember whenever he first came out, I was like 10 years old.
And he fucking reps Houston. Like, he'd be fucking going hard for the age.
They love him in Houston.
Nah, for sure.
They treat him like he's from there.
Mm-hmm. Nah, he's a... I mean, shit, he did the rodeo. He came out during the rodeo.
Yeah.
How good is a Trill Burger?
That shit great.
Fire.
Yeah, good, great burger.
I hope he opens one in L.A. I keep seeing all these smash burgers. I'm like, damn, bruh.
Yeah, nice.
What I don't want to do is like go to Rolling Loud or like one of these festivals where they got Trill Burgers.
Do you think smash burgers taste the same?
I prefer a smash burger over like a regular.
No, I'm saying, do you think like all smash burgers taste the same?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you're gonna season your ground beef and you're gonna smash it. Do some people season differently? I mean, there's only so many fucking ways you can season a fucking burger, bro.
Right.
And then, I mean, how different is the ground beef everyone's getting? Like, I'm sure there's high quality ground beef.
Bun told me he going to the straight to the cows. He going to get them cows himself. That's what Bun told me.
I mean, listen. Maybe
Bun,
then.
Bun said he going straight to the farm.
But like, I prefer smash style burgers than like fucking smash burgers. Like when you go to like, you know, Outback and get a burger and it's all fat and shit. I'm like, nah, I want that smash. You know what I'm saying? That shit is. There's a place out here called Easy Street that Keith Lee just went to that's fucking cracking now because he gave he said it's the best burger he ever had.
My two favorite burger spots in Houston is Trill Burgers and Bun Slut.
What's it called?
Bun Slut.
Bus Slut. Oh, I went there.
Bun Slut?
No, Bun Slut. No. I went to a Waffle Bus. What's it called? Waffle House?
Oh, you went there with OT?
Yeah. That shit was all right.
That shit cool.
It was all right.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like, man? When you be going places and you just, I feel like they only make food for social media.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like outlandish shit nobody really wants to eat, but they put it all together. It's like, I guess I'll have
it goes viral.
A fucking cereal chicken sandwich. Like, you know.
Yeah. Like, I know what you mean.
Like, bro, I be seeing these motherfuckers on TikTok with like 10-pound burritos.
Right.
And I'm like, why would you eat that? Who wants to order that? That's not even a fuck. What are you supposed to do with that? You like, it's
or like whenever they say, whenever they have like them super, 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 super hot wings. And they'd be like, right. If you can eat all the wings, your food is free. Like, bro, how can you enjoy
that? Have you ever had the one chip challenge?
I never did it, but I was giving it to people.
You did it.
You did it?
Did I pay you? No. I lied.
I never did.
I tell you I was going to pay you? No, I didn't. I said I'd post you on social media.
Come on, bro. You know.
I didn't tell you I'd give you money.
I would never. He fucking puked everywhere.
I
would never recommend that. That's just
retarded. You did it?
He did it, and he puked it. I convinced him somehow, my devious ways. Where were we at? In Atlanta? In a hotel room? We're in the hotel, and I was like, bro. I was like, you got to do this shit. I'm posting on my feed. I'll get you some followers. I'm like, you know, like.
And then Mosh pussied up.
Yeah, and someone else agreed that they do it with him, and then he did it, and they were like, nah.
You should have made him do it at the same time.
Bro, he threw up everywhere. It was like same black. Time. Yeah, now fuck that. And, you know, I don't understand people who just voluntarily.
You threw it up?
I threw up in the toilet.
No, you threw up. Yeah. You threw up in the toilet, but like a while later, right?
You should have had some milk right next to you.
No milk.
How long did it last?
Fucked up.
Like, when did you officially get the peak out your mouth?
Honestly, it didn't hit. It ain't really hit until like
maybe like
5 minutes, 6 minutes
same career, like, that's when I really started feeling it. And then how long?
Because it made you like feel sick, right?
Bro, yeah, I felt like I was about to get a fuck.
Bro, my engineer TK is like fucking what, 6'4" or some shit. I gave him $40 to do it, like maybe 6 months ago.
Hey, TK.
He was down bad.
He said, "You gave him 40?
40. I was
like, friendly 40. 40.
You gotta eat the whole chip, though. He ate the whole chip, though. You ate a fucking half of it.
Nah, I ate the whole chip.
You did?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
He's serious. Like, you gonna get my card, bro.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. So, you said May, what? Is it?
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Yeah. It's like for Cinco de Mayo, but.
Oh, I see what you did there.
They want to drop it on Friday.
I'm gonna go out there in May. I'm gonna go to the thing OT's doing the. He's got some shit going on at the fucking rodeo.
I'm performing there too.
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah. Want to go hunting?
It's going crazy.
Let's go kill some hogs.
We do it allegedly.
Yeah. Oh, wait, are you not allowed to kill hogs?
Hell no.
Oh, you can't be near the weapons.
Yeah,
I can't. Obviously. Why would you do that? Yeah. We're not going to go do that.
Nah, for sure.
Nah. We could go to like the strip club though. Great strip clubs in Houston. I want to go to like
29.
I want to go to a random one though.
Oh, T don't fuck with the strip joints. I do though.
We should go to like, I want to go to like a fucking sketch one. You know what I'm saying?
A sketch one.
Like one that's like nobody goes to, you know?
Nah, I don't.
I want to go where like it's nothing but Pisces in there.
We don't go. Oh, a chill in Paradise City.
There we go. Let's go to fucking Paradise City.
Paradise City for sure.
There we go.
Nah, we're going to 29, bro.
29.
Yeah.
Houston could be the best strip club city in the country, quite possibly.
For sure.
It's top three.
For sure. I think it's the best one.
I think it's Houston, Miami, Atlanta.
Yeah, you got it.
Miami's my favorite, though. Tootsie's.
I've never been to a strip club in Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta.
Solid. Not bad. Now, if you're into Latin women like me, it's Miami. You got to go to Miami, go to Tootsie's, and then all the ladies are fresh from the water. And I'm from the West Coast, so we have a lot of Mexican women, you know?
What part of the West Coast are you from?
Phoenix.
LA?
Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix. Oh, yeah.
So you go to like Miami, you get them other type of Latinas. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, is it true that, you know, I don't know if it's in Phoenix or somewhere else in Arizona, that the ratio is 20 women to one man?
In Scottsdale, this is what they say.
Oh, in Scottsdale.
There's hella whores in Arizona, bro. It's like fucking the whore capital of the world.
Is it?
Oh, there's so many bitches. If you're into white bitches, there's not a better place in the world for you to go and fuck bitches at. And they're all super like, just honestly, Scottsdale women are the most, they're like LA level bitches, but they're like, you know, like Idaho level IQ. So they're just very easy. Like if you just like rented a BMW or something, like you're get your fucking dick sucked.
Right.
You know?
Crazy.
Yeah. If you have like a, you know, you get them an Uber Black. It gets their pussy wet.
What the fuck?
You don't even got to own the car.
No, they never had shit.
It ain't even that. They're just like so shallow and like.
Yeah. I be feeling like a lot of those cities though, like they're not used to being around like luxury shit.
No. Scottsdale's a very high-end city, but those girls are just so thirsty to like.
Oh, yeah.
For the clout and to be around money that they're just very, you know. Right. And I own a club in Scottsdale. Go to 1111. But it's like,
so you are a club person.
Yeah, I mean, I own a nightclub, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where at? I think I've been there before. It's out here, right? It's in Scottsdale. But no, we opened, Wiz never been. We opened like a year and a half ago. But yeah. No, Scottsdale's fun. You like it. It's cool.
Yeah.
You be in Arizona a lot. You used to be. I feel like I would always see you out there doing like random ass shit.
Yeah, I did a couple shows out there.
Yeah. Didn't you do a show with like G-Mo?
Who?
The homie G-Mo and Fee, the AVP guys, Avondale Productions.
G-Mo.
I think you did a show on the West Side, somewhere very random.
If you seen it, then I did it.
Yeah. Do you regret getting El Chapo tattooed on your hand?
Nah. Hell no.
Could you have gotten somebody you actually knew?
Yeah, but I wanted to get El Chapo.
This strange man you've never met.
Yeah.
I was wondering when people get like face tats.
Because his story is like different. Like, he was very ambitious.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, he really wanted to do this shit.
His chick who got let out, fire.
Yeah.
She,
But just the fact that, like, he was like the fucking driver and like
worked his way up.
And like he crossed the middleman and like went to the plug and like they was gonna kill his ass. You know what I mean?
I always wondered like if you're the next dude to fuck a chick after El Chapo, is that like that'd be hard to get hard? Because I'd be afraid, like, you know, like his girl got out of prison.
Oh, yeah.
And so I saw, like, the paparazzi had her on a date with somebody or some shit. And I was like, damn, that dude's got to be shook.
Oh, because he all on the camp.
Yeah, because that's his bitch.
Yeah.
They probably still be together. I mean, who knows? But, you know, he's incarcerated. But, like, yeah. I don't want to fuck El Chapo's ex.
Right.
I don't need that juju. Shit goes left. She definitely seen some wild ass shit.
He like, fuck it. She too fire. I got to have her.
Nobody's that fire.
Tim, she is.
Shit, man. Anyway, man, well, look, your project's on the way. Anything else you got that you're working on?
Man, bro, I'm just working. Like, I'm just in the studio every day, knocking songs out, shooting videos, and just stacking up.
Good.
That's what we're doing.
Staying out of jail.
We stacking up on material and definitely staying out of jail. I ain't been to jail since I caught my case.
Good for you, man.
Sir.
Would you ever do like a fucking collab project with anybody from LA? And like a rapper from LA?
I've done a collab like LA project before.
With other rappers from here?
Yeah, who was on it? Sway, RIP Sway.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, Weirdo was on it. He even though he's from Dago. Yeah. Phoenix was on it.
Shout out to Phoenix.
Who else was on it, Joe? Ralphie, yeah.
Shout out to Ralphie, man.
Yeah, I love Ralphie. Ralphie, good people.
Super good guy.
Yeah, yeah. And his people, they all
Draco's good one of the most influential motherfuckers alive in LA.
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody's like baby Draco's.
Yeah. He was hard.
And Shoreline.
I still fuck
Shoreline
with music.
Too.
I still fuck with Draco music.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And shit. There's like, there's so much of it that's still just like not out.
Right.
He recorded at like a really prolific rate. You know, some guys don't record as much, so it's like when they pass, like Pop Smoke, we got one album, you know what I'm saying, and it was kind of stitched together, but like Draco's got records. So
damn, that's crazy. I didn't even think of that. Pop Smoke did only drop like one like album.
So since he died, only one album dropped.
Cause Vaughn and Juice done dropped hella albums.
Yeah, well them dudes. I mean, Juice were recorded at a very high pace. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like the thing about guys who are melodic, there's so many ideas that just get laid down off the top of their heads that, like, man, if you're like a real songwriter or like you really got the gift to do the melody shit, brothers. I mean, Alexis, my artist Alexis is fucking who Sauce Walker tried to sign.
No shit.
Yeah, I was like,
who is it?
He used to go by Brown Boy Maj. Now he goes by Alexis. Now he's a Mexican singer. He's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta tap y'all in, man.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man. Well, look. Appreciate you pulling up, bro. Nah, finally, we got to make it happen, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Peso, peso. Boom.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste. That everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.